Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Diva Days of Our Lives and Friends. We'll be discussing the last week of Days of the Lives. Call in to talk to us at 914-338-1239. Join us daily at our blog at divaofdaysofourlives.blogspot.com. We're on Facebook at Diva Days, and we're also on Twitter on Diva of Dole, and try to check us out. I try to tweet about the show daily, but this week it didn't work out. And you can also friend us and follow us at Blog Talk Radio. And tonight we have Marianne here.
Hello.
And we have Anna.
Hello.
Yeah. Oh, we have a caller too. But I'll have you guys talk for a little bit and I'll put the caller on. So what did you guys think about the show this week? Anything struck out in your head?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I would say specifically the state kiss.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. A couple days ago.
Yeah. On Thursday? Yeah, that was awesome.
Thursday. Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Loved how they stood up to their respective exes about the other one. So, like, Kate stood up to Victor about Stefano, and Vivian shows up at the mansion and tries to tell Stefano that he's, you know, she can be his ally. She knows a lot about Victor Kyriakos, and she can be his inside girl. He doesn't need to have, you know, Kate. And so Kate, and it was great because one of his lines was, she said something, what was it? She said something like, something about you want to kill me or something like that. And he said, you must be reading my mind or something like that. So it was cute. But then Kate walks in and, you know, basically stands by her man and says that she, you know, yes, you know, she does poison people, you know, she's not a blower above, you know, poisoning people or whatever that get in her way, but her husband's not one of them. So, you know, anyway, it was fun. So that part was fun just to see them, you know, the respect they have for each other and defending their respective ones against these other two troublemakers. And then, you know, then, of course, once Vivian was off screen, the romance began with Stefano and Kate, and it was just really lovely. It was wonderful because these two people have come together, and they're two of the most interesting characters in and of themselves on the show, in my opinion. But then when they come together, it's really interesting. It's just really, really fun. It's really a lot of fun. And they were, you know, hey, and they got a great kiss, too. I mean, you know, I have to give props to the show for letting them do that. Definitely the most romantic.
Yeah.
It was definitely a kiss.
Well, it's important to find out about that.
And then a little neck nuzzle afterwards too. It was pretty
nice.
Yes,
that was nice.
Oh yeah. So the state fans were all very happy, and anyway, so that was the highlight for me. What about you, Marianne?
Yeah. Oh yeah, I liked that. The whole thing with EJ and Stefano arguing back and forth whether this whole thing with Nicole, whether like Stefano is saying, yeah, you know, you don't love her, you're just using her with Sammy, and there's something that struck me as odd is like, is there two EJs?
Yeah,
another EJ stuck away, or is this the effect of getting shot? I don't know, and the change in the personalities. That could be it. Because one minute he couldn't stand Nicole, he had that bracelet on her, he told her he was only marrying her for one reason. Now he's just acting different, and he's so nice.
Maybe he just remembered he had
that back to night DJ. Like, he's falling in love with Nicole,
right.
He really wants her to be with him, and he's talking with Stefano about it, and Stefano was saying about loving Sammy, and he says, well, love gets you shot in the head, which I thought was a great line. That was a great line, with just the way he said it. He says, well, love gets you shot in the head. So now he's going to try Nicole. So, And then another thing that struck me is with Taylor coming back.
Mm-hmm.
Right at the end on Friday, which was, I don't think it worked, whether they were trying to show sparks between them, first meeting, they ran into each other on the pier, and they bumped into each other, and they gave this longing look at each other, like, was this supposed to be, did we know each other from before, or did we just get struck by lightning and all this
mm-hmm.
love at first sight thing? But if that's what it was supposed to be, it didn't work, I don't think.
No.
I don't know. I don't know if that was
anything.
The intent. You didn't see anything?
No.
That the intent? Wasn't it odd?
Yeah. And even in the promo where they show him, the two of them locking eyes at the wedding, it's
mm-hmm.
like, and honestly, I'm coming from a perspective of, I wasn't negative about the idea of Taylor coming on. I actually I don't watch General Hospital regularly, but I see enough of it here and there and know enough of the characters mm-hmm. that I kind of know some of what's going on some of the time. And I had seen her on GH, and I thought she was kind of nice, you know, I don't know, I just kind of liked her and thought, well, maybe this will be nice to have, even if it's not forever, you know, just to have EJ in a different arena, a different orbit, you know, because
mm-hmm.
I was getting really tired of the Nicole Sammy back and forth. And so I was actually kind of welcoming the idea to just see what would happen. But honestly,
mm-hmm.
I think Ariana, the girl before, had more chemistry with, I mean, obviously we haven't seen the two of them really in scenes together, other than that look, but so far I'm thinking, what would EJ find in her? I mean, especially if she keeps talking, what would he find in her that would draw him to her? I mean, I just, you know.
And she's the good girl, like,
yeah.
Do they want to put EJ with the good girl now?
You know, that's fine, but she's like a dull good girl. I mean, you can be a good girl and
yeah.
not be boring. But, again, I'm probably not giving her a fair shot because mm-hmm. she just started. And it's nothing against the actress. I think she's fine. But the character so far seems very mousy. And my thought on it is, you know, it's a bad thing when your character right out the chute has to be propped and pimped by a 5-year-old autistic kid. I mean, he's adorable. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's like, here
yeah.
he's, you know, being used as this mechanism to sell her to us. And I'm like, oh, please. It's kind of like,
oh.
Ugh.
Yeah, and she bumped into Brady, too.
Can I grab my other one before she hangs up on us?
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Oh, I hate when that happens.
Oh,
no. Madeline?
Yeah. Hi.
Oh,
there
Madeline. Oh, there we are yakking away.
Sorry.
Hi, Madeline.
I was, at like 10 of, I thought, no, it's too early. And then I looked up again, it was already 5. So, sorry I'm late.
No, that's fine. We're cool. Okay, guys.
I've actually watched some of the show this week. I didn't watch
oh.
every day, but
mm-hmm.
I did
cool.
watch some
yeah.
of it.
Did you happen to see the state scenes?
No, I've just
oh.
gotten up.
Oh,
it started Thursday, so.
Yeah, well, Thursday,
that's when it was
well, Thursday
on.
Was the day it was on.
Yeah, Thursday. I started this
oh,
scene where about an hour ago I started this scene where Vivian walks in and then I got interrupted. So
oh,
I think
that comes
today,
after.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you'll definitely.
I should have skipped Monday and Tuesday and watched Thursday and Friday instead, obviously.
Yeah, Thursday and Friday were better. Yeah. And another thing we were talking about, Taylor, she also bumped into Brady too.
Oh.
I don't know.
You thought
thinking
he was homeless.
I thought he was homeless, yeah. Because he's all, you know,
scruffy
and... Yeah. So, but I don't know what they're going
to
do there.
With Nicole and Nick on her sister. She is just, she needs to leave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not impressing
yeah.
me at all.
Yeah.
Oh.
I just can't, like I was just saying.
It's tiring to watch. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know what they're thinking there. I mean, I am impressed that Dave's promos for Valentine's Week and everything, the beautiful promo they did that has rekindling
mm-hmm.
love, renewing love, that was great. That was one of the best promos I've seen.
Yeah.
And music was great. The colors were great. The characters that they picked to be in the scenes were great. So, you know, I was really, really surprised, pleasantly surprised with that. And I kind of thought, wow, you know, maybe Love in the Afternoon is back. I mean, in Salem, because usually it's you know, everything's just buzzkill, you know. So I don't know, but we'll see, I guess.
Well, if they were going to stick to, if they were going to stick with Nicole and EJ, at least it would be fun.
Yeah.
I'm just,
exactly.
I saw the preview for Monday that they put up, and I'm sorry, it's not believable. 2 seconds of Nicole and EJ fooling around on Wednesday was a hell of a lot more fun.
Oh yeah, that was hot.
Oh,
I mean,
EJ and Nicole are
honestly
hot.
Honestly, I was pretty tired of EJ and Nicole the first time around, but I would have never believed
they because they did the whole baby switch thing and
yeah,
they made
for a year
her,
and a half.
Right. Yeah.
And we're having fun.
Right.
We actually have fun on Wednesday.
I'd rather have Sammy being bad again.
But
yeah,
you know,
well, and I'd rather have Nicole with Bree.
EJ and Nicole and EJ and Taylor. Oh my God.
Yeah.
I was looking forward to EJ and Taylor too, just for something. I just want EJ to get away from Sammy.
Yeah.
Get away from
I'm
Sammy.
Curious. How many of you
somebody
guys
different.
Watch GH?
Well, I've seen her on GH.
I've never
I didn't
seen
mind her on there. I mean, like I said, I don't watch the show regularly, but I had seen her in a few scenes, let's just say. And I mean, I didn't know enough about the character or anything to know whether she was, you know,
she was the last straw for me. She
oh.
That was
really
one of the major reasons I stopped. I mean,
oh,
her
wow.
They just destroyed the Casabine. I mean, that was it for me. Because he was with somebody a lot more fun, a black girl.
So I don't know.
Somebody more stunning
before
for EJ or something. I don't know. There's
well, I think it's mostly. I mean, she's a pretty girl, but
mm-hmm.
I just think
yeah.
the personality just very mousy.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it is. I just
it's
something.
Just
yeah.
I mean, and she talks really slow and deliberate, and you just want to go. Can I just finish your sentence for you, please? Can I do that?
Yeah, it's like,
let me.
Like she's sedated or had a stroke
bus.
Or something. Yeah.
On that bus, please. No one else stop her from getting on that bus. Please.
Yeah. Everybody just keeps talking her out of getting on that bus.
It's like, no, just when we think we're safe. No, I shouldn't use the word safe. Speaking of that, that was another positive thing about the promo. There were no signs of safe or safe to or, you know, anything on there. And I thought that was great. I loved it.
Oh.
So, yeah,
The Jolie wedding looks really fascinating. And I actually liked all the clothes. I can't remember the last time I liked all the wedding attire.
We had a wedding.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, and,
there's a picture of Stefano and Kate that they just posted on NBC, or maybe it was Sony. And I love Kate's outfit. So pretty. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, they all look good.
Yeah.
I love the bridesmaid's dress. It was pretty, too.
I like Kate and Stefano's wedding. I liked all the
attire. Yeah, I loved
that.
That was a good one, yeah. Yeah.
That was great.
Yeah.
Now, Victor and Vivian's wedding, oh, my God. That was
bad.
So,
I'm also curious, I don't know, I mean, I know some here aren't a real big Chad Demira fan, but I've noticed in the credits they still list him as Chad Woods. I thought that was kind of interesting. But,
I think he's going to go by Demira now because he's filling out an application.
Yeah, this week he's changing.
But I'm trying to figure out, like,
I wonder how they
get him into the wedding. I mean, I'm wondering how he becomes EJ's best man. Maybe EJ really is not EJ because, I mean, he wasn't too fond of the
kid. I'm beginning to think Stefano has him hidden somewhere, the real one hidden.
Maybe
I don't know.
So.
How many times did we think we hope the same? I mean, they did this whole stupid thing with Tony too. This is exactly the way
Race. Oh my gosh! Yeah, down to like when Anna slept with Andre and said he was an animal. Well, you know, Sammy says that Race was so aggressive and bit her neck and everything. It's like, oh, can't you come up with something different?
Can we? Yeah, I know.
Yeah, exactly the same.
I got the impression that Sammy was prudish, though. I mean, she's not Nicole, but I mean, I don't. You know what I mean? I don't think I would bother her that much. Mm.
Well, really?
She's not the girl she used to be. That's sadly the case. Because I've always thought that was. I mean, and that's not the first time I've run into people who describe her being that way, and I just never gotten that.
And Wraith 2 isn't that much different than Wraith 1, actually, the more I've been watching.
Yeah, I know. So see?
It's not really
that. They have both of them see each other for the first time. It was just...
There's just like, you know, and it was like, you know, Tony
was
Audrey.
Been
you could
would
tell
have been
the
more
difference.
Fun at least.
Yeah.
It was a good laugh.
Yeah.
I was kind of wondering how James got and kept himself from laughing. But anyway.
Yeah, I mean, I have to say, the line of the week was Monday's EJ saying to Rafe 2D2 that he captured Rafe's dullness. So that cracked my ass up.
Say that again, what?
That Rafe 2D2 captured Rafe's dullness.
I love that.
Oh, yeah, you captured his dullness, yes.
You know, there's a poll at Sony who has more chemistry, and there's two of them right now that are running,
uh-huh.
You know, different polls with different pairings, and someone posted, it was really funny, posted on the one that had Sammy and Rafe, said, it's really sad when two guys, Chad and Will, who are actually straight on the show, are rated with more chemistry as a couple than Sammy and Rafe.
Chad and Will.
I was like,
hey, there's
wow.
a combination.
There you go.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know. And I don't know. So that whole thing is icky.
They have someone quite figured out on this show that chemistry has a lot to do with personality.
Yeah.
I'm not quite sure why they don't
Maybe
get
they
that.
Should put someone in a room and like have a chem test just with that person, see if they have any kind of personality before they even get messed up with any of the characters.
Well,
no.
You think they would have
it might help if the
tested James
running
Scott.
Things had a personality.
Yeah.
There's just some actors, it's everybody they have chemistry with. It doesn't
right.
matter who
yeah.
it is.
Like Lauren, I think she does.
James Scott, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
They work well with it, you know.
Taylor might be the first person he doesn't have chemistry with, and I don't think it's about him.
I've already coined a couple name for them. People call them E. Jailer, and I'm calling them E. Failer. So.
E. Failer.
E. Failer.
But they're calling them E. Jailer.
She hasn't had chemistry with anybody she's been on screen with so far, if you ask me.
Well, you know, if you walk around on the screen looking like you're on lewds, that could be a
yeah.
problem. You know?
When you don't have chemistry with James Scott or Renee,
yeah.
Yeah. with Lexi, you know, you're in sad shape. I didn't see those stupid scenes with, you know, did she have any chemistry with him?
With who?
Theo.
What's that?
Didn't she have scenes with Theo?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's why I said, I don't think you were on that. I said it's a bad sign when your first scenes for the first two or three days are with an adorable five-year-old pimping you. You know, I mean, basically they're using Theo as, oh, she's got the magical touch, the magical window into the autistic child.
Oh,
you know, and so that makes her good for everything, you know, kind of thing. And it reminds me a little bit. It reminds me a little bit of the miracle working Dr. Dan that, you know, everybody had to be told a million times he's the miracle working Dr. Dan. You know, so I'm just kind of like over that already. So, and also, I don't know the history on Taylor very much other than what Nicole and she have discussed recently because I wasn't watching. I took a long break during the time that they were on originally, so I don't know how the characters interacted before, but I thought it was kind of weird, like when she was it was great, I guess, that Lexi and Abe were so welcoming of her, but it was almost like, I mean, Abe almost tackled her to the ground when he saw her at the pub, and I was like, why is he so, I mean, I know she's Brandon's half-sister, but, and I guess it's nice that they welcomed her, like, whatever, but they, like, act like they're in love with her or something, and I'm like, you know.
Yeah, I didn't know they knew her that well.
Well, see, that's the thing, and I don't have the context of the history, but I'm thinking these people are trying awfully hard to make this woman look appealing, and I'm just not buying it.
I think that's it.
Overcompensating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, anyway, so here we go, another character that's going to be pimped, and we're going to be hit over the head time and time again with, oh, how wonderful they are. So, I don't know. Maybe the writers will surprise us, but I doubt it.
They're still trying to convince us of that with Rafe.
Having two of them is not going to do it.
But though I am liking Rafe 2D2 better,
yeah.
though.
Yeah.
Well,
he's
better,
not,
yeah.
He's not judgmental. Like, I mean,
right,
the other Rafe has
a more fun.
And he's yeah. judgmental, whereas at least R2-D2 is more, you know, he's more like, hey, you know, Sammy, I'll just chill. It's okay, you know. I mean, I like that
well,
part.
Well, the more I see the second Rafe, the more he reminds me of Bart.
Yeah,
yeah.
Has anyone
kind
looked
of doofy,
at,
like a doofus.
Has anyone looked at R2-D2's back?
Yeah.
I was hoping for a map where Tony is on the island on Rafe's back.
Like, nice.
Yeah.
Well, I'd much rather if Bart were
maybe
coming back.
Maybe it is Bart under there.
No,
no.
No,
oh, they
going,
brought Bart back.
Oh, please, let's not bring
I would love for it to be
back,
with
Steve.
I would love Bart to come back, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I would love for the yeah. original actor to play him, but.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
What did Nelson do now? I'm looking at the chat.
Oh, you don't want to know.
Yeah, I saw that. What's going on with that?
No. It's okay. We'll
That's
have an
app.
If
you
want to
talk about it.
But anyway.
Well,
so.
Sherry, if Sherry wants to call in and tell us, that's up to her. Were you involved with that too?
We were having fun with. We were having fun on Twitter last night. anyway. So.
I'm lost.
Okay, so what about Chloe leaving her kid, like, in front of a burning stove? I mean,
oh, that was bad.
Oh,
is that what she did? Oops.
Yeah.
I'm
she
sorry.
Went out to
well,
get
mean,
a prescription.
I mean,
the baby.
That whole scenario was completely twisted. Chloe baking? I mean, that doesn't even work on
and
any
she
level.
Just put him in the oven, and she,
And then she left to go do something, because the baby was asleep, and he'll just cry and scream if she tries
to take the bomber, she's right down the road, and I'll be right back. I mean...
Yeah, and so then they show like fire coming out of the oven.
Yeah,
smoke.
Victor runs into her,
and that baby is.
Well, I don't think she's much of a mother, but God, are they actually going to do this to make Melanie look better? Please.
Yeah, that's what they're. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
maybe get the girl help.
Maybe it's just time for a set remodel. I don't know.
The first time ever, though, when her and Melanie were on the pier, I was going, yes, give it to her, girl, because, man, Melanie is just getting on my last nerve every time I see her lately.
Yeah, she's being so self-righteous now, Melanie, and like, come on, she
has
a lot of thought.
It's almost like they passed a self-righteous baton around or something.
Well,
like.
All of them do. None
there
them
for a while, it was Carly. I couldn't stand her, for several reasons, but mainly because she showed up in every scene and she was being judgmental to everyone when she was in the scenes. And then, Kayla comes back and they write her like you can't even recognize her. And she's the town, you know, whatever. And then church lady or whatever you want to call it. And then, you know, now, you know, like, oh, I don't know, I don't think I can take any more of that.
At least what Kayla was doing, it was, you know, I got the fear.
Yeah.
I don't want Melanie. And what the hell does she think she has a right to be, you know, being a jerk to Philip for just because he slept with somebody? What, she's Miss Perfect?
Right.
Yeah, that drives me nuts, too. But she was pining after Nathan the entire marriage.
I know.
She kissed him, too. Yeah. That's what, you know, Philip
She kind of admitted that basically.
It was like Tuesday or something. That dialogue with between the two of them, I mean, it was like, I'm sorry, he should have slapped her. She has no right to be talking to anybody that way. I know that wouldn't go over real well. Because she's a woman, but she was just such a jackass.
Yeah.
So it's a shame Philip, J.K.J. is going to be leaving, though. They're going to recap.
And he finally got his haircut. They finally let him get his haircut.
Yes, I love the hair.
He's wanted
to make him look older.
But it really looks good on screen.
I know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm really bummed. And, you know, I got to thinking, it's like, I guess that must be what they're casting. I saw a casting thing for a 30 to 40-year-old male, blah, blah, blah. So they must be trying to fill either, I'm hoping they're not recasting him.
Maybe just another character around.
Really, I
can't. They're saying
for Melanie,
he's
maybe.
He's 30 to 40 years old and they haven't married a Melanie?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know what. I'm just saying there's a casting thing out for that. But who knows?
I mean,
they don't know if they'll be casting him.
But when you think about it, Melanie's going to be like manless because Philip's going to be gone and Nathan's going to be gone. I have a feeling what they'll do is Nathan will go ahead and accept that Johns Hopkins thing that he's been waffling on for the last however many months. And then he'll go there and he'll have a magical facial transformation and then an epiphany that he can't live without Melanie and come back as
a
different
actor.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But
yeah, they could recast him, and I don't think it'd be such a
But that would be awfully hard to recast
hard.
Jay. I mean, I just don't think I could see another Philip anymore, and certainly not the prior Philip that filled in while he was.
Oh please!
I could have, you know, I wish they would have put her with Nathan because I like the guy who plays Nathan, but I can fast forward through them because the character is boring. But having her with Philip just makes me mad.
I was really hoping for a blowy reunion. So, you know, the air went out of the balloon for me when all this stuff was announced because I was kind of like, oh man, you know. I mean, I'm not going to miss Stephanie, but I mean, Shelley's totally nice and sweet, but I'm not going to miss the character.
I haven't missed her at all.
I'm not going to miss the character there. I like Nathan.
Martha Madison, they really haven't had anybody with him that's been nearly as good.
I don't know. So, yeah. What about Brady taking over Titan?
Oh! Love Brady.
I was going to ask
you guys. Yeah, he really put one over on Victor, didn't he?
Yeah.
That's great.
I was going to ask, was there any chemistry between Brady and Taylor? At all?
As what?
Was
no.
there any Brady
well,
Taylor
I
chemistry?
I just saw him
not
in a
really.
Preview, so.
Better than EJ and Taylor, maybe.
I would say if you were rating the two, there's definitely more connection, although we're still talking like on a scale of 1 to 10, like a 2 or 3, but I mean, there was more in the scenes they had than what I've seen so far of EJ and Taylor, but I don't know. But I thought, you know, if he's going to be running Titan, I was telling Marianne earlier that he ought to introduce a new dress code at work where it's like every Monday's like no shirt Monday or something. I would love to see him sitting behind a desk with no shirt on. Awesome. I mean, at least for the guys. I mean, for the girls, I have to work it out. But,
and the scruffy look, too.
Yeah. I'm digging the gray Brady, so we'll see.
Yeah.
I mean, I really like him with Nicole, but if they're temporarily doing this other stuff, you know, I hope they, I think they're casting, I don't know if it's a long-term character or not, but they're casting a woman that's supposed to be this sort of badass, you know, together woman, you know, and so maybe that's going to be for Brady. Maybe he'll meet her at Titan or something. I don't know. Who knows, but.
Well, if EJ is going to dump Nicole for Taylor, I wish they'd put her back with Brady. They don't want her being without anybody. That's messed up. She's one of the best.
Oh, yeah.
She's one of the most fun people on the whole damn show. And she ends up
she is.
And
really
Melanie, who I can barely stand, is with every guy on the show.
And it seems like they're trying, you know, it was said about getting that to Daniel and Jennifer. I think now they're trying to get more Daniel and Carly right now.
Yeah, I think Jennifer's going to be a momentary patient doctor. You know, I mean, I was saying earlier that he started drooling over her the minute her re-implanted heart started beating again. So, you know, just like that was a given that he was going to be turned on by that. So, you know, I'm anticipating
that
whole thing will be just to get, based on the promo, that
mm-hmm.
whole angle is going to be to get Darley together. I don't know. But
mm-hmm.
who knows?
So that's her asking if, her asking Carly if Jack is called or they've gotten a hold of him.
Yeah. I don't know. I just hope she doesn't put those non-skids on because she'll be hard, it'll be hard for her to get away from him if she does. I don't know. Yeah. So, I don't know about that. Well, I do know about that. It sucks, but, yeah. What else we got going on?
Oh, did you see the Glow and Hope? Now
Yeah.
And I really like the scenes between Bo and Victor when Bo came to Victor and wanted him to use his power to get Hope off, and Victor refused. And he said one of the reasons he said was because he likes Hope and he knows Hope doesn't want Bo to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
And he says, "And what the hell's going on with you? You know, the Brady family. First, your mother switches the DNA, and now you want me to." Like,
somebody is going to turn around and say this is.
Yeah, but he said he would call and use, you know, like as a friend to try to help, but not to, you know, use his power to any unethical way. So. But anyway,
that's pretty funny considering he got Bo.
Yeah, so now it was like Victor being the good guy and Bo was being the bad guy. Yeah.
Stupid tape for Philip only what year before last?
Mm-hmm.
You know what cracks me up about Bo? I mean, one of the reasons why he is one of the characters I hate is he's such a flippin' hypocrite. He has no problem going up to Victor and getting his face and seeing what a just awful person he is.
What he does wrong, right.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, you know, help get my wife out of jail. I mean, it's like,
right.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Bo does that all the time. You know, it's ridiculous.
Well, like Kate and Stefano were talking about one day, and they're like, you know, all the stuff Brady's get away with, and she says, it's like they think they're special or something. It's really funny.
Yeah.
Like there's special mm-hmm. rules for them or something.
Mm. Oh, you would crack me up with like I said, I watch Monday and Tuesday. But Johnny's party when poor Sydney got ignored and it was her birthday.
No, we never even got to see the kids having fun, did we?
Did they ever sing happy birthday to her?
Oh, they did do that. Every time I saw it, Johnny was opening a present, and then they were all in the back playing Candyland, and I didn't really, and then Sydney put on her dress and everything. But
she got to wear Nicole's dress.
Nicole
spilled
beer on her.
Something from a cabaret.
Moulin Rouge.
I thought it was cute.
Yeah.
You better than Sammy's dolly dress.
Funny Sammy is such a hypocritical prig.
I mean, that is the one thing I guess I do like about R2-D2 is that he smacks her, you know, he kind of like, Sammy, let's try to get along here, you know, because he's really on EJ and Stefano's side. See, that's
well,
the thing.
Yeah.
It's like all this is coming from is that he's really, you know.
He has to be talking up EJ, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What I think is funny is they're keeping Rafe alive, the Rafe 1 alive, supposedly to get information, you know, because the other guy didn't have enough time to prepare because of the whole head injury thing.
Information about their
and
life
so they're keeping him alive thinking he's going to feed them accurate information in order for them to not kidnap Allie. And
no,
say, oh, yeah, well, I like ketchup or something. And if he hates ketchup and then Rafe, you know, R2-D2's pouring ketchup over everything. But, yeah, I don't know.
Work once.
Yeah, I know. But it just, to me, it seemed like a really lame excuse to keep him
alive. A lame excuse. They needed a reason because why would
also,
they keep him alive?
I mean, there's even Lucas fans around who are going, this doesn't make any sense because EJ would never do this to Allie.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Nobody
EJ would never do that to Allie.
Well, and the thing of it
that's
is,
why
Stefano,
can't believe it is this
Stefano would never harm Allie because that's Kate's granddaughter, too. I mean,
that's another reason, yeah.
You know, so, I mean, so Rafe,
well,
you would
I don't
think.
Know. If he found out Will had shot EJ,
yeah,
you don't think
well,
he would have done
yeah.
that?
Yeah, but innocent little Allie, I mean, she hasn't shot anybody. I mean, she doesn't have any reason. You know, he's not like. You know, I just don't think, if I were Rafe, I'd be like, you're not going to hurt her. Come on, you know. But who cares? I mean, really, I don't care about it.
Yeah, well, Rafe didn't think that he'd end up down there either. So
yeah.
He started realizing that he just doesn't, he didn't quite take them seriously enough. But I thought they missed the opportunity to actually have a real reason to keep him alive, which is, hey, you're married to Sammy Brady. As long as you're married to Sammy Brady, she'll never be coming after EJ. That's got to be Stefano's reason. Because it's the only
mm-hmm.
thing that makes sense. Why the hell are you Stefano DeMary and you're keeping Rafe alive? And you're not going to kill him off and leave the devil. I mean, this makes no sense. Absolutely no sense.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, the other thing that's kind of funny is they're saying this whole there was that scene where EJ, you know, supposed EJ sitting there in the jail / prison / dungeon, whatever, basement, and Rafe says something like, well, there, you know, this isn't going to work or something. He's like, sure it is. You know, you had a head injury, so. We're just going to blame, you know, any lack of memory on that, you know, concussion and everything. And I was thinking, you know, EJ got shot in the head for crying out loud. You know,
ooh, I
so
know.
It's like, so, like, okay, this is kind of ironic, or maybe this is foreshadowing. I don't know.
That's what I was thinking. I was thinking the same thing, for sure. Yeah, because, and then EJ is sitting there smoking, too. Going
yeah.
back to the old poking, you know,
love,
two different.
Yeah.
Is this really EJ?
I would love this not to be EJ, if nothing more than because he's going to end up with Taylor, and I don't want EJ with Taylor.
Yeah.
But you know,
something
just,
going on, whether it's another EJ or it's his double personality or something.
Is,
I don't know.
Christina Hagley, she's not going to do that.
Well, or maybe
she
actually has. He actually does have brain damage.
She's the one who
yeah.
told Taylor okay. that she thought the twin thing was the evil twin thing was stupid.
Yes.
She's the
yes.
one who she's the one
she's
who created
the, one
the alien twins, the Cayman alien
I
twins.
I know. No.
And she thinks Dwayne.
No,
that was
about
written.
I know.
That was written before
whatever,
she
yeah.
was.
Tony.
That
whatever.
Was written before she was the head writer.
Oh.
That was written back when.
Yes.
When the
she never got the whole evil
head writer
twin
before
thing.
Her.
Oh, I thought she created Cayman, so I thought she was the one that did the alien twins.
No, the alien twins were on, like, 6 months before that.
Oh, okay.
9 months before she became head writer. This
oh.
should have been in the summer of 2002.
I don't know.
She didn't become head writer until March 2003.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
so
what is she doing now? A big ripoff of the Flasher storyline.
Uh-huh. No.
Yeah, exactly what she's doing.
Badly, too.
Well,
very
you know, you,
so
look at the material she's working with. I mean, no.
Yeah, really.
I shouldn't have been laughing during that scene. I should. Nobody should have been laughing during that scene, but it really was.
I was just hoping we'd see more torture scenes. I was kind of hoping they would, like, torture him or something, but.
Yeah, not like that, you know. Yeah. And Stefano's not as
little.
Bad as he was back in the 80s when he was really torturing.
Yeah.
You know.
Maybe
yeah.
there's a copy of John's brain on disk down there, and maybe
yeah, and
at some point they'll just copy since they've
Fucky
basically got
Rafe
a they've got a clean disk with Rafe. I mean, they
he brings
just, like,
Rafe
copy,
milk, brought him a glass
copy
of
milk
replaced,
and cake.
I mean, come on. He was concerned about him being sick and brought him cake and milk on there.
Oh, yeah. Rafe called
Stefano.
He's got no reason
yeah.
to hate Rafe the way he hated Tony, though. I mean, Tony, it was
yeah.
totally a pride. It
was, well,
totally,
there
was
no,
all
yeah.
about his pride. And
this guy's just a mercenary. He's just hired.
And a whole bunch
of
other stuff.
He's a hired gun. There was a whole history behind,
yeah.
you know, Tony. And,
you know, he's just in his grandkids' lives, and he just wants to mess him up.
Yeah. That's, I don't know.
It's not personal.
Yeah.
It's
definitely. He's certainly enjoying the sex with Sammy, which at least someone in town is. But anyway, but I don't know. She said something kind of funny, like you really shouldn't mix alcohol with the drugs you're taking. She says, because that was just weird.
Weird, I know. It was
weird.
I'm off there,
Ray.
That was different,
know,
but
wonderful.
I just don't know.
Well,
that was funny.
He got the deluxe super plastic surgery, I guess. I don't know. She couldn't tell the difference.
Hmm.
I don't know.
Oh, you guys want to talk about the pre-prenoms?
Oh.
We'll take
so,
one by one. Yes.
Where is Domo's Golem? Why isn't he going to put his name
he's
in?
He's not on there at all.
He's not on there.
Is, I now, I heard somewhere that these
either.
Were the people who were actually putting their names in, which means he didn't put his name in.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
which
I'm
I don't
glad
like
that,
at all.
I'm glad that
so he didn't
in
even
there.
Put his
I
name in.
I hope Lauren has an opportunity to, you know, to be
he's under lead actress.
Yeah, I hope so.
Kind of.
I
too.
A prenom. Even a prenom. I'm just.
Her and Christian.
But I'm trying to figure out how Galen got on the list for actors.
Well, but
should be John and
this
James.
Is a list of
that one.
People who put their names forward is what I heard.
Yeah. Well, that's
mm-hmm.
true. Yeah.
So that's not nobody's picked these people. No, the
that's
cast
true.
Hasn't
no.
picked
yeah.
any
not yet.
So
yeah.
So they're gonna pick two
pick
of them.
From.
Yeah.
They have to pick from.
Yeah. Well, I wish them all well. But you know who I'm rooting for. Let's see.
Yeah, Galen.
Galen.
All right.
Yeah.
That's definitely.
The Galen
I think Taylor Spreitler should get
oh, I can't believe she's
oh,
on the
some
list.
Some of the names on there. Oh, my God.
I forgot Taylor. About her a long time ago.
I mean, most
even,
of the
New Gabby's on there, too. New Gabby's on there, too.
I'm, like, fine with.
The new
know,
Gabby, that's a, oh, God.
Yeah, she's on there, too.
What about the old Gabby? They should have both Gabbys on there, man.
No.
Is that
no.
new Gabby or old Gabby? Wow.
No.
That's new
yeah.
Gabby, but.
That's new Gabby.
Old Gabby
oh, well.
Was much better.
Yeah. I don't know. I just, you know, I'm indifferent to those, but I'm trying to think what else.
Yeah,
Victor and Maggie.
So who are your choices, then?
I'm looking, oh, I'm
yeah.
sorry.
Yeah, lead actress, two out of four will be picked. Christian Alfonso, Lauren Coslow, Crystal Chappelle, and Allison Sweeney.
Yeah, I'd pick the top two right there. I'd
pick Christian and Lauren.
Yeah.
Lauren.
I would pick.
I'm a little surprised to see John Aniston's name in lead actor.
Yeah,
is there any other lead actor in any other drama who's only who's not on contract?
Yeah, well, but he did have more episodes than he's had since 1991, so he had quite a few.
Yeah.
He's not on contract. He sure seemed
true,
like a contract
but he doesn't
player.
Have as much to pick from as Joe Muscola does over
yeah.
the last year.
I mean, three out of four of those I'm fine with in that category. Which one doesn't? Let's play Sesame Street. One of these is not like the other.
Were we talking? Oh, lead actor. Oh, are we talking about?
Yeah,
lead
John
actor?
Aniston, Galen Garing.
I think just actor in general.
Yeah, Peter Reckell and James Scott.
It could
yeah.
be John
so,
and James.
There's one in there that I'm. Okay.
Yeah, one shouldn't even be there. No.
Yeah. I just
supporting actress. Actually,
yeah, supporting
five
actress.
In there, and four of them are okay. But.
Yeah, we have Nadia, Peggy McKay. Suzanne Rogers, Louise Sorrell, and Ariane Zucker. I could see
sorry,
that's a tough
no
one.
Nadia to be in there.
Yeah, I get that's a tough one. That's a toss up between Suzanne, Louise, and Ariane for me. Because Louise Sorrell was flipping hilarious this year. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
she was hilarious. But I mean, Suzanne
well,
was great too.
Kind of want to
so
see
Ariana
in lead actress maybe.
Yeah,
yeah,
I
would,
not,
be, yeah. would have her stuff from when the Baby Switch came out, right?
What was that, honey?
This was the last year, the beginning of the year. If she uses that, that's what she ought to use.
That's about the baby? Oh, Ari.
When the Switch, yeah, when the Switch
oh,
came
that.
Out.
Mm-hmm.
That would be good. I just can't see any of them have any of the rest of them having anything that would stand out very much. With, you know,
well, I can see Peggy McKay, maybe the stroke scenes for Peggy McKay, but I don't know if that was that made the cut or not.
Yeah.
Well, it should have been. It was in December.
That was
right?
December. Yeah, I guess it would have worked. Yeah.
If it goes to all the way to December 31st, then yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I could see that for Peggy.
Yeah.
Supporting actor is rather amusing.
Too. Suzanne's had some good stuff too. I've loved her.
Yeah.
Her and John Aniston's scenes and stuff, especially.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, she. If you think of all of 2010, she lost her husband. She lost her mother-in-law. I mean, you know, she's. Had some pretty good scenes.
Yeah, that's gonna be. I think that's the most competitive
category.
Scenes, but
they really didn't do much with either Mickey's death or.
Yeah, that's. But I mean, in terms of, she's had a lot of screen time and she's had a lot of, you know.
Yeah.
She's had some good. Well, then her, like, there was a period of time where she was having the relapse with myasthenia gravis, and so I mean, there was some good. I thought she had some good material. I mean, relatively speaking. I mean, we're talking about days writing, but. I don't know. I thought she had some good stuff.
Let's see. Supporting actor, we have Sean Christian, Mark Hapka, Jay Johnson, and Eric Martzoff.
Oh, so two out of four of them aren't even in the show.
Yeah.
Jay Johnson, I mean, he's had some great stuff.
Mm-hmm. Eric Martzoff, too. But he, like,
Eric, too. Eric and Jay.
I mean, Sean Christian, he had a lot of drama, though, the past year, though, with, finding out Parker wasn't his. Yeah, I think he's gotten better the past year. Younger actress, we have Camilla Bunnis, who is the new Gabby, Molly Burnett, Shelley Henning, Taylor Spoiler.
Well, if they count Shelley's stuff when she and Mark Hapta broke up, but wasn't that after?
Wait, who? What?
That was.
Who was who was Mark Hapka's date? What? The character.
No,
or the...
When her and Nathan broke up.
Oh.
But
okay.
That was in January, right?
Yeah, she wasn't.
Yeah, that was pretty good. Yeah, that was pretty good.
Yeah, she actually did great.
I just don't
great.
See anything from last year.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, Molly Burnett getting.
Oh, I don't know.
She's
I mean,
the only
I like
one that
her. I just the writing.
Of them.
I actually like. Some of her work, I think she's a pretty good actress, actually. Just sometimes the material is annoying, in my opinion. That's my opinion. But there are times when it's overkill and all that. But I like her in some scenes. I mean, I like her character in some things. So that's just me. But
she annoyed me every time she's on screen. Unfortunately. Not as bad as Taylor did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She was worse.
And last one, and they're automatically in, younger actor, Casey Dietrich and Chandler Massey.
Okay, how old do you have to be for younger actor?
25
and younger. Plays,
you have
to be
younger.
About the little boy that plays Johnny.
Yeah, they'll keep me out.
Please. The little boy that plays Johnny. What's his name?
I think
oh, my gosh, the boys. Yeah, the twins.
He beats those
no.
two.
Why aren't they,
That kid is.
Those kids are amazing.
Yeah.
Seriously, you're right.
Yeah.
Why aren't they?
I didn't know if there was an age limit. Like what
they could act Taylor Spreitler out of a bag.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe that he's not there.
Although you know,
25. I don't think there's a. I don't think there's.
There's
a,
no cap
limit
on it. Yeah,
so
he's eligible then.
Yeah.
Right.
I thought it was six and over. I'm not sure though.
Well,
I think that.
Well, they've had some great material, and they've done a good job with it. So.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Or even that little girl plays Sierra.
I
thought
Chandler
she was very
Massey.
Good.
Who?
Super. The little girl plays
girl
Sierra
plays
for
Sierra.
The younger
she's
actress.
Darling. Yeah, she's darling.
Yeah.
You know, even the Cinema Twins would have been eligible this year, too.
Oh,
they didn't leave till June.
You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh.
They
should have like a child actor category.
Yeah.
They used to, didn't they?
That's what I thought.
Pretty sure they did.
I thought they did too.
It's kind of unfair to pit 25-year-olds against a 5-year-old. I don't know. That just you know, because I think most people in the Academy would probably vote for the adult just because career-wise and everything else is going to mean more or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I just think it's strange that they don't have that child category that they did used to, that they don't have anymore. Because, I mean, there are some kids that are really good. I mean, the girl who plays Sierra, Lauren Bowles, she's had some great scenes. I mean, she's improved as an actress since she started. And those scenes with her and Hope reuniting, where she was rubbing her hair and everything, I was just like, oh.
Did you see that? Yeah, she just knew that. Yeah,
gosh.
I don't know. She told her to do that, but that
was
adorable. Yeah.
It was just adorable.
Yes.
It was so what a mother and daughter would do, too. I mean, they
totally
could be mother and daughter. They are just so, like, perfectly cast. And Peter Reckle had said I saw an article where he said that when they were testing for that character, that he would kind of mess the girls up a little bit when he was playing, you know, when he was doing lines with them. He'd say something just a little bit different than the script and all. And he was watching to see which ones were paying attention. And he said she was the only one that was paying attention and actually listening to him and would react appropriately. So he knew that she was, you know, she was the one, you know. But, and plus she just looks just like him. I mean, gosh. Like,
oh, yeah.
I mean, perfect casting. So they do, Dave does a good job with their child casting. They really do.
Mm-hmm.
Even the baby.
Oh,
Parker kid is adorable.
Parker, yeah, he's
a cutie.
Baby.
So, let's see. Anyone in the chat room? Let's see. Anyone have any ideas out there?
Huh. Yeah, I'm trying to think. What else happened this week? Blah, blah, blah. Oh, Carly and Beau broke up.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Good for that.
Broken up. It took me a while to get over it.
Like the next commercial?
Yeah. Yeah, I get
long enough for you to fast forward. Long enough for you to fast forward the scene.
Yeah, it does seem to me though that, you know, this. I mean, Beau said, Carly broke up with me because my heart belongs to you, Hope, and that was a great line. But at the same time too, though, he was crying because Carly broke up with him. So you know what I mean?
Yeah, he's been wishy-washy.
I'm hoping
he proves himself, though, this next week. You know, I think there's some scenes for the promo where I think he's pretty convincing. But he's a kind of a frustrating guy at times. But I don't know.
Especially when they want to write him like he's still 25 instead of his own age.
Yeah,
like
Beau
he's inflicted or something. Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, Beau hasn't matured, really. That's the problem.
Okay.
He's still the same guy he was in the 80s. He hasn't really grown up very much.
I am curious to see what they do with the characters once they get them back together. Because I'm happy for the reunion.
Yeah, now what are they going to do? They're happy.
I'm glad that they're reuniting them. But I know the spoilers were saying that, you know, she's not going to go back to the police force. Kind of hard, too, when you have a felony on your record. But I think, you know, so I guess she's going to be figuring out what she's going to do or whatever. So, you know, I hope they make it interesting. I hope they don't, you know, just make them boring old married couple. Because I really think there's potential for some good stuff. I mean, now that they know that they love each other again, you know, it's like they both are expressing that now. It's like maybe they can kind of, you know, show it more and be, I don't know. It's like they were kind of reserved when they were on the run. Because, you know, neither one of them was saying that they wanted, you know, that they loved each other. So I'm hoping that it's fun. I mean, the diehard Boat fans, I want them to have some good scenes and some good story. So let's hope. I wonder if Comcast is having any kind of influence whatsoever on all this. Didn't they just take over?
Yeah, I don't know.
Comcast, yeah, they took over, so there could
definitely the love thing. I mean, they definitely are may have nothing to do with Comcast, but they are definitely focusing a little bit more on romance, but not like fake romance. I mean, to me, like the Stefano and Kate scenes were really romantic. I mean, they weren't like faux romance. Sometimes it's when they force it and it's supposed to, we're being romantic right now, you know. I hate it when they write things like that. But when it's genuine, when it comes out of real dialogue and real emotion and all that, then I love it. So hopefully...
That's how the EJ and Taylor thing feels. Very safe.
True love always, huh?
Oh. Just funny. Nothing behind it. But then, I mean, I never felt like there was, you know, every time Daniel talks to Chloe and they're going on about this great love and it's like, great what? I never felt it.
Uh-uh.
I've never felt any of, you know, Daniel's romances.
No.
But it doesn't help him. Most of them start on his examination table. But
yeah. It's like once you're healthy, where's the interest?
Yeah.
But once you're healed. So, oh, no, that means he might go after Chloe again now that she's nuts. Uh-oh. No. I'm just waiting for him to say to Jennifer, okay, well, let me do one final exam before you're released and have her say, that's not where my lymph nodes are. Kind of make a comment. Like, I don't know. I think it's kind of funny.
Yeah, I can't imagine her finding that sexual. Like, oh, he did. I could see her slapping him.
What was even worse was then he's fantasizing about Chloe, like picking her up and throwing her on a hospital bed and doing her. It's like, that is just for a professional. Uh-huh. That is just so skeevy. I mean, ugh.
What is sleazy? But we're talking about Jennifer, who married Peter Blake.
So let's go.
Seeing
as
I wouldn't be surprised.
Oh, I can't even stomach.
Well, it seems really bizarre because Sean Christian did an interview and they were talking about, I guess, Jennifer hooks up Carly and Dan for a blind date. And Daniel's like, yeah, they both just aren't ready for a relationship. And it's like, well, okay, then why is he going to end up with Jennifer?
They're not ready for a relationship?
Yeah, that Daniel's not reading.
He's been in town 2 years. He's been in every woman's bed on the show.
But he is ready for a one-night stand because he does those really well.
Yeah, he's the fondest for married women, too. But
yeah.
I just can't see them as a couple. They just don't have anything in common. I think she's too angelic for him. You know what I mean? He likes his girls with an edge to them, and she's
Daniel?
Just not edgy. Yeah, Daniel.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Think about Chelsea. I think he likes them young. If they're not edgy, then he likes them, like, you know.
Well, he's had Kate Chelsea and, well, he didn't have sex with Chelsea, and Chloe.
But he would have.
Yes, he would have. But
the only time Chloe has ever had an edge is when she was with Philip, right? The end of them. I can't remember her ever really having an edge.
Yeah, to me, Daniel and Carly make the most sense. They just, you know, they're in the same profession,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Well, and the one time I really actually can tolerate Daniel is when he's being a father to Melanie.
Right.
And
yeah.
that relationship. Right. And I kind of like, I have to admit, I kind of like the family bond thing and the sort of mm-hmm. push and pull of that. If they were to explore that some more, I think I would be much more or less likely to fast forward than now, but, you know, we'll just have to see.
Yeah.
Are we missing anybody?
I don't know. You know what? Like, I have to say that the first week of days of February sweeps really sucked. I think that was probably one of the worst weeks in recent memory of the show, the whole Jennifer Hurd thing. And then last week seemed to improve quite a bit, at least from what I saw. And you said the Thursday and Fridays were better than Monday and Tuesday. I thought Monday and Tuesday was pretty good.
Probably the worst day last week was Wednesday, the day they did the heart surgery, and it got the best ratings because there was a huge, gigantic snowstorm that went through that day.
Yeah.
Isn't that scary?
I knew the ratings were going to be good for last week.
With the weather.
No. Yeah, I think my kids were off school that day. It was that bad of a day. They had the whole day off.
Yeah.
But It's looking better,
I think most of the Mid and Northwest or Northeast had the day off that day. And the next day, they said.
I did, too. Well, we did here in Kansas City.
Yeah.
Definitely.
You know, we have a caller. They called the first few minutes and then hung up and put them on.
Okay.
Caller area code 510. Hi, you're on with the Diva. Hello? Okay. Guess he didn't want to talk to us. We're scary.
No one there?
No, they're still not. No, they didn't say anything.
They didn't want to listen?
I guess. I just put them
back
on listen.
Maybe they didn't
want
to listen.
Yeah, I put them back on listen. Yeah, so I guess we pretty much discussed everything. But like, I am looking forward to the Ejoli wedding. I think that's going to be pretty cool.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, and I'm betting Richard Cool. You know, I should own stock in the man because I talk about him enough.
Right.
But I bet you money that Richard Coolidge is going to be the one that writes those episodes. Because you know it's going to drag on to more than one episode for this thing. It's going to get stretched out. But I bet you anything he's the one. Because Carolyn writes she's been writing a lot. It seems like she's been writing a lot of the episodes where State is on. And their dialogue has just been great. So I love her, too, his wife. But Richard does those ensemble scenes like nobody else. I love, you know, the lines, the snarkiness, the dynamic between all the characters. So I could be wrong, but I just have a feeling he's going to be the one that's that wrote those episodes. So those should be pretty fun.
But I have to wonder how much of the reason that like Kate and Stefano and Victor and Maggie's dialogue is better or comes off sounding better than some of the younger characters is because, you know, a lot of times in the 80s, they were saying, you know, how the scripts were not, they didn't add a whole lot of, you know, it was very, you could fill in a lot of your own adjectives. You know, it wasn't considered ad-libbing. And they're used to doing that.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of wonder how much they're doing that and the other characters don't, so it sounds, you know, their dialogue sounds a lot better.
I don't know, because, they are able to slip some improvisation in there, an ad-lib, but I also think
that... Well, it's not really considered ad-libbing, though, because what they're doing is they're just replacing words that would sound really dull with a more interesting adjective that fits.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. I'm just curious if that, you know, that's still something.
Well,
that
like
happens.
For example, we found out like we know that Joe ad-libbed the double kiss he gave Kate a few weeks ago, or maybe it was several weeks ago. I can't remember when he came. Yeah, it was actually last fall when they hugged. He was so excited, maybe because EJ was better or something. I don't know. And you know, she hugs him, and they're like, he's so giddy, like
Johnny was
kid.
Better.
And then he goes to leave the room and then turns around, comes back and kisses her again. And that was totally Joe. Joe did that.
Aww.
Warren didn't even know he was going to do that. So, you know, I thought that was great.
When they found out Johnny was going to make it and keep his eye.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there you go.
It was back.
It was back. Yeah, that's what it was. That's right. So, yeah, so those are fun. I don't think they can get away with a lot of it.
Yeah.
But
I just think they have some more experience with little things that make it different.
Yes, they're able to add the nuances. And like Warren said in the interview the other night with Joe, that they have all this rich history between the two characters, a lot of which had never been explored on screen. So they as actors have a lot of that to pull from. And I think and they're intelligent and talented enough actors to actually do that. So and have it work. So I think that makes it better too. You know, I think that definitely contributes to the dynamics there. So
I was going to ask you, was there anything good? I haven't listened to it yet. The Joe and Lauren chat.
Oh, they were so much fun. It was really a lot of fun. Yeah, they talked about love and lust and different things. You know, about the characters and about the dynamic with the two characters. It was really pretty fascinating, and it just goes to show you that no matter what the writing is like, even though I do credit the dialogue writers in some cases are really good, even though some of them aren't, but or some of the scripts aren't, but there are some good scripts in there. But that it just goes to show you that when you have talented, intelligent, experienced, engaged actors, that they can make things look great, even when
mm-hmm.
maybe the paper, the words are written on may not be. But they were very very engaging. I really enjoyed it. So I encourage anybody to listen to that archive. It was a Soap Central. So yeah. So our state fans are very happy right now.
Well, it looks like I don't understand why it's not getting played on Valentine's, but it sounds like.
Well, because they do the live show. They do the live show every Friday night, I guess, at 6 o'clock Eastern. So that's like their regular time to broadcast. So they had
I meant this coming week, the spoilers show that Kate and Stefano get to have dinner, our Valentine's dinner, but it's not getting aired on Valentine's.
Oh, I thought it was, huh?
It's
okay.
Getting, no, the one I saw, the spoilers I saw, show it's getting aired on Wednesday.
Huh. Well, you know, a day in Salem can last up to 2 weeks. So, you
know. I
know,
but you,
yeah.
but, you know, us as the audience, we want to see it on Valentine's. Well,
yeah, but I've given up on that idea.
I mean, it's the only bit of romance I care about on this show at the moment,
yeah.
And I don't even get to see it on Valentine's.
Mm-hmm.
Oh well,
irritating.
At least we get some.
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad we're getting to see it. I'm not complaining about that. It'd be nice if they're going to do a Valentine's show to after you show it on Valentine.
Stupidity
on this show just getting to me lately.
Anybody in the chat room, let's see, have a question or a comment? Or
no, we were talking about Daniel and Chelsea.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Save Jack and Jennifer said Valentine's Day might wrap up on St. Patrick's Day.
Oh.
Yeah, that. When Riley was right, remember St. Valentine's Day? It was a Valentine's Day massacre when he had Victor and Doug killed the same night. Yeah, and then
yeah.
It ended, I think it was like May. And I think it was Brady at the time's like, man, this night has lasted forever. Yeah, that was our actual
good
role line.
Old Riley.
Oh, God. I mean, yeah.
Okay,
at least
we're not back in 2004. That's a plus.
Yeah, I mean, that's the same. When people keep complaining about
Dina,
it's like...
to look forward to.
Yeah, that's the same. People complain about Dina. It's like, it could always be worse. But the Riley stuff was worse. So it's one of those be careful what you wish for type of things with wanting Dina fired, because who knows who the hell type of hack they'll get to replace her.
When I'm watching Melanie and Philip and Rafe, I kind of feel like back in 2005.
Mhm. Well, you guys ready to call tonight?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
I covered most of the highlights and lowlights and
covered everything.
Yeah.
It was better than last week, but not a whole lot.
Yes,
yeah,
better.
It was. It was a
much
huge
better.
Improvement.
Definitely
Thanks.
Much better. Yay, Days, keep it up.
Well, yeah, next weekend we'll can talk about the wedding, I guess. So.
Oh, yeah.
So it's the wedding coming week?
We'll I think the wedding. Ooh, did you guys see the ring Nicole's getting on Monday?
Yeah, they were joking about it. It looks like the ring that Kate Middleton's going to get. It's almost
big,
like an exact replica of the style.
Oh, yeah. It's like a
big replica on the infomercials they put on late at night.
Yeah, it's like a blue sapphire or something. It's very pretty.
That is very pretty. Oh, yeah.
It's beautiful. I think it's probably definitely one of the best engagement rings they ever had in the show. I'm jealous. But I wonder how Sammy's going to react to the wedding, though. You know, is she going to come and try to crash it?
Anna's ring wasn't a diamond. Hers was, I don't know if it was a sapphire, but it was blue.
I don't remember
two,
that.
Two rock with diamonds around it, yeah.
Ah, I have to look at that again. I don't remember. I thought it was just a diamond.
No. Well, not the newest. No, not this last one. The one he gave her before he married her in 85.
Oh, see, I was thinking, thinking the Brady Pop
engagement.
No.
This last
engagement.
One, yeah, I gave her a diamond.
And Brady Pop was just a diamond, yeah.
But the one from 85 was a really cool ring.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thanks, everybody. Thanks, Anna, Madeline, Marianne, and all the chicks in the chat room. And
all right. Yeah, thanks, everybody, for chat room. The good stuff in the chat room. There's some hilarious stuff in there.
Oh, Vivian riding in the motorcycle crossing the way.
That would be a good one. Scary, scary. That would be hilarious with her helmet on.
Oh, God. We need Sherry to call in.
Yeah.
She's been cracking me up all night. Okay. Well, thanks, everybody.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks for everybody who's been listening. Like I've been saying on Facebook and Twitter, I'm just shocked how many people listen to this show.
It's great. Good. It's good.
And feedback and everything. And
yeah.
And our ship. Even.
I'm just shocked. Yeah. I mean, our shows are. And I have to say, last week's show did pass up the week before show that I wasn't there.
Oh.
So that wasn't.
How'd you bring that? No.
You didn't hold the button and download 14 million times.
Yes. I couldn't let you guys beat me. So last week's show was our most listened to show ever.
Wow.
And
want days to suck.
Well, I think when the show sucks, we get more listeners. I do think so.
But it's painful.
People like to complain. Yeah.
Yeah. So basically this week,
it's a win-win then.
Yeah. Yeah, well, what loses is we have to actually watch it and then,
feel like I'm. It might have been better this week, but watching Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I felt like I wasted an hour and a half of my time. And it only felt like an hour and a half because I go to YouTube. I won't watch it on TV.
I miss it being on YouTube, but did they let people put it back on YouTube again?
Yeah, there's so many. And it's a lot easier because she's able to upload. She uploads the whole program, and it's on one. It's not on four different uploads anymore.
Who does this?
It's Fresh Holy Grail.
Oh, yeah.
Three.
Mm.
And,
oh,
and so you can watch the whole thing, and there's no ads like Hula or NBC. And, she takes out all the ads. It's really nicely done. I'll have to say that. You're not missing anything. You're not seeing any ads, not even any little tiny snippets. It's great.
That's cool.
I have to fast forward. Well, and I can fast, if I just wait for it to load all the way, then I can just fast.
Can you
just
pick out Tickler?
The lever through. It goes even better than fast forward on my TV.
That's awesome.
Great. I can go through all of that. Also Chloe and Melanie stuff.
I didn't get to watch it, but I totally forgot. But I want everybody to know Matt Ashford did make his appearance on the Bay this past week.
Oh, cool!
Oh, yeah,
I wanted to go watch it.
And I did hear that they did sell some calendars after our interview with him.
Oh, good.
Okay. Yeah. So if you haven't bought your calendar yet, go to retinoblastoma.net.
So I don't know what was that, Carrie?
What
was going on?
Yeah,
what was that address again?
Retinoblastoma.net, I believe.
Okay.
And they're on Facebook too. If you go to Matt's Facebook page, it's like Matt Ashford's page, I think it's called. You can there's a link there too.
Okay.
And Retinoblastoma International has their own Facebook page if anybody wants to buy the calendars. So I think they're still $9 too. So they did sell. So that's cool.
Cool.
I'm glad we helped a little bit. So.
What a great call.
Yeah, I just want to thank everybody who bought their calendars because they heard it from us. I appreciate that. So I tried hard to push them as much as I could. But
great to get the word out,
Yeah.
I think a lot of people want to support it. They just don't know about it. So, and the fact that they love Matt, that helps, that there's that association. So
yeah, it stinks the days that you didn't have them do it. At least do a little PSA at the end saying, hey, if you want more information about glioblastoma, come here. You know, it would take 10 seconds of their time.
That's true. That's
mm-hmm.
true.
So that's,
but at least it generated some interest in, you know, the Johnny storyline did generate some interest in the actual disease.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's cool. I mean,
mm-hmm.
it was, hopefully some good came out of it. And the kid was cute as heck, so what the heck.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, we're leaving for real this time.
The diva and the spy network are getting tired.
Me and the boards, yeah.
Well, I'm yawning. Yeah, I'm tired. Thanks, everybody. See you next week.
Bye, girls.
Okay.
Fun. Well,